You're listening to SBS News.
Less than 2 months after the idea was approved by National Cabinet, South Australia has begun its trial of home-based quarantine. The national pilot will involve around 50 fully vaccinated return travellers from New South Wales and Victoria who have a safe and secure place to quarantine for 14 days away from other people who live there. Premier Stephen Marshall says participants are being monitored through a mobile phone application developed by the Department of Premier and Cabinet's digital technology team in consultation with SA Health.
Incorporated into this new app is a geolocator as well as facial recognition software. People will be contacted on a random basis. We don't tell them how often or when. On a random basis, they've got to reply within 15 minutes. We don't store any of the information. We just use it to verify that people are where they said they were going to be during the home-based quarantine.
If they neglect to answer a follow-up call, they'll be checked on by police. The app's other features include an individualised COVID-19 testing schedule, daily symptom checks, and health and wellbeing resources. Professor Mark Stouvet is Head of Public Health at the Burnet Institute. He says putting a system in place to safely facilitate home quarantine is an essential move for Australia.
Hotel quarantine is not really a sustainable way forward. So I actually think it's really pleasing that some states are taking the initiative to implement these trials and sort out some of the challenges around people coming back into Australia or moving between states, because that's where we'll be heading in 2022. So we need to get prepared now for those movements.
Professor Adrian Easterman is Chair of Biostatistics and Epidemiology at the University of South Australia. He says there are a lot of reasons why allowing return travellers to quarantine at home rather than in a hotel is a better option.
Obviously, it's much easier for people to stay at home, much more convenient, much more friendly, and food can be delivered. So I'm 100% sure that people would much rather be able to quarantine at home than in, say, a hotel. There's less chance of you catching infection from someone else, like the person in the corridor opposite you.
Professor Mark Stouvet echoes those sentiments.
If this is a system that we have for international travellers, they may have also travelled in from highly stressful environments as well. So, even for people's mental health and quality of life, I think it's a really important initiative.
Professor Adrian Easterman says the safeguards that have been put in place make it a relatively low-risk exercise.
It is based on trust, but you have to remember these are people who are fully vaccinated. So even if they're infectious, the chances are that they won't have symptoms or very mild symptoms and must be far less infectious.
He says home quarantine programs that use other types of location-based technology are already established in other parts of the world.
You've got Hong Kong, South Korea, Jordan, Bahrain, Kuwait, Singapore. So many, many countries are doing this home quarantine with quarantine tracking devices, and it appears to be successful.
New Zealand is trialling its own pilot scheme later this year to test processes and systems that would allow fully vaccinated travellers from countries deemed medium risk to quarantine at home. Many details of the trial won't be confirmed until September, but at this stage, participants will have to be New Zealand citizens or permanent residents who are currently based in the country, fully vaccinated, and making a short work trip to an approved list of international destinations. They will also have to submit an isolation plan as part of their application that meets the Health Ministry's requirements. While the focus of South Australia's trial is on domestic travellers for now, Premier Stephen Marshall says he hopes it could facilitate the return of some international students within the next 4 to 8 weeks.
We are very keen to get our international students back to South Australia as quickly as possible. We've got to do it in a safe way. We've also got to do it in an economic way, otherwise we're not going to be having anybody coming in. We're still working through the final configuration for this. We don't want to rush it. We want to get it right.
But Professor Mark Stouvet says the idea that the state could open up more broadly to international students before the end of this year is premature.
Progressing potentially to a small trial of international students who are willing to come back and do that trial in the last quarter of 2021 in preparation for what a broader scheme might look like in 2022. Sounds like a reasonably sensible approach.
South Australian authorities expect to be in a position to report the results of the domestic pilot to National Cabinet in the coming weeks. If the trial is successful, the government says the home quarantine program could be rolled out nationally. Professor Maximilian de Kooten is director of the Mitchell Institute for Education and Health Policy at Victoria University. He questions how the pilot's success will be measured.
We are trialling only a very limited subset, so we won't get any answers in this trial from a reduction of breach containing the virus. There we need a larger number, maybe different design. We also might not get real good answers on the acceptability, if people really think this is an acceptable level of intrusion of their privacy for 14 days, and then also what happens with their data afterwards.
Professor Mark Stouvet says the trial should give authorities a fair idea of the level of compliance of people in home quarantine and if there are any issues with the app.
I would hope that they would get some qualitative feedback from people who are participating in the trial to understand where they perceive the benefits of the trial are, as well as some of the challenges. So that they can sort of anticipate where those challenges are going to come from in the future and implement some mechanisms to, lessen their impact on individuals.
Professor Maximilian de Kooten says home quarantine and monitoring apps are needed to expand capacity and make the system more equitable for returning Australians. But he wouldn't want to see the program implemented until there's broader vaccination coverage across Australia and any privacy concerns surrounding the app and the data it collects are addressed.
In the current low vaccination situation we are in, I don't see rolling out home quarantining a good idea.
As for how quarantine is managed once the majority of Australians are vaccinated and the borders start reopening, Professor Adrian Easterman says,
my personal choice is to have places like Howard Springs reserved for those who haven't been fully vaccinated or are very high risk, and have home quarantine for those who are at lower risk.
The health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic, in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Amy Hall, SBS News.